Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can, of course, dial in toll-free to bring up anything you might like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the various features on our website, which you will find is completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian
and Mark,
as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Started out the show tonight talking about American fear of the government, which is, of course, exactly what the government wants. They want you to be so afraid of what might happen to you that you will never dare, never dream to disobey their edicts and their diktats and their regulations and their rules and their fines and their fees that they continue to pile on endlessly because people keep obeying. They don't disobey, and so the government takes that as encouragement. Hey, they like us. Well, they really like us.
When they do disobey, then they get thrown in jail and fined and all that other stuff. Nobody wants to go to jail, so they'll pay the fines.
Yep. Well, that's going to end here at some point as we get more liberty-minded people together here in New Hampshire to stand up to
these
folks.
It's going to end because the economy can't handle this ever-growing monkey on its back. The government doesn't really produce anything. And the things that it does produce, I'm talking about police, firefighters, trash.
Yeah, but that's not going to end it, Mark. No. That may end the federal government, but that's not going to end people's obedience to the concept. State governments will likely still be around, even if the federal government crashes and burns, or when the federal government crashes and burns, the state governments will still be around, and they'll still have all their rules and their laws, and people will still, if they haven't defeated the mindset of obedience, they'll continue on being serfs their entire lives, even without the federal government around. So you have to make a choice. You have to choose to disobey, to choose to stand up for liberty, or just go along to get along and see what happens. Let's continue with your phone call. Scott is listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Scott. Scott?
Yeah, this is the comeback. This is the pathetic comeback that I usually get from when I'm trying to educate my fellow countrymen about how they are slaves. Hmm. And I'm sure you guys have heard it. Well, if you don't like it, why don't you leave the country?
Yeah. Go to Somalia. Go to Russia. Go to Afghanistan. You pick your undesirable place.
Right. Go and be enslaved somewhere else. Right.
And you know, I think that the best thing to look at it from is that the governments that we have today evolved from the kingdoms, the fiefdoms that we had 500 years ago. Those evolved from essentially, you know, just groups of armed men forcing the poor people to do what they wanted. And so, you know, basically what you have is an organization of people, a parasite class that lives off of the productive class. And that makes you livestock. These are human farms. Some human farms are more pleasant than other human farms, but they're all human farms. So the idea that I would want to leave this admittedly more pleasant human farm in order to go to another human farm because I am unhappy with the fact that humans are farmed doesn't really make any sense.
Well, as an individual, I'm just trying to eradicate all of the parasites that are living off me that think that they can use me as a host, and I get labeled a criminal and a tax cheat and all of these other terms that. But I want to deal with this issue of fear that you guys brought up. The reason why there's so much fear in this country is because we're a nation of cowards.
Yeah.
You know, that man called in and went to jail for the IRS. He put him in jail. And he said, if you got the guts to do it, then go ahead. It doesn't have anything to do with guts. It's a quote by Frederick Douglass. The limits of the oppressed or the limits of a tyrant are prescribed by the ones that are being oppressed.
Mm.
You know, enough is enough. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Okay? And you are a slave, America. Van Gogh said that there are none more helplessly enslaved than those who are slaves and think they're free. You're not free. Just try and say no. That's the difference between someone who's free and a slave. You can say no, but you can't say no in this country because they'll beat the living daylights out of you and SWAT team you.
Damn.
So you guys
are
right
on track.
You guys are right on track trying to educate these dumbed-down, gullible, thumb-sucking Americans that let the government get away with anything. Now we're over in Libya. What a joke.
Hey Scott, you sound like somebody that I can hear the frustration in your voice and I can empathize with it totally, and I appreciate your call and your thoughts here tonight. And you sound like somebody who might appreciate a trip to the Porcupine Freedom Festival to relax for a week amongst hundreds of other like-minded people that agree with you, people that understand, people like us, people that get the ideas of liberty. And I want to take the time to invite you and everybody else that actually cares about freedom to join us in New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Happens this summer. Thank you, by the way, for the call tonight and the thoughts. Great quotes. Appreciated them. The Pork Fest is happening June 20th through the 26th. It's going on this summer. It is going to be a blast. We were there last year. We broadcast live from the event. The event is officially longer this year. It's going to run for a whole week. If you can't make it up for the whole week, no big deal. Just come up for a few days. Come up for the weekend. It's going to be fun. Hundreds of people, over 800 people were there last year. Expect to see more this year. Going to be everything from live musical performances to panel discussions, speeches, family fun, agorism in action, campfires, parties, man, you name it. It's a blast being around people that get it, people that are willing to do something, people that are willing to stand up for freedom. That's why we're here, Mark. You and I came to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project a few years ago, and it's only just begun. And John Stossel actually did a segment on the Free State Project this past week on his television program, which was
pretty cool.
Was very good. You can see that segment excerpted for you over at freekeen.com. We have it up there posted on the site. In fact, John Stossel's come up for some Free State event or a Free State event in the past. But you can get registered for Porkfest right now by going to porkfest.com. It's all of $25 for the early bird registration, which is good for, I think, the remainder of this coming week through the 31st, I believe. $25, but you can save $5, save 20% by using our discount code, which is Free Talk Live. Just run it all together as one word, take out the spaces. Free Talk Live is your discount code to save 20% on Porkfest. We're going to be there. Hope to see you there. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com.
Quote, the none are more helplessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free. That's not Van Gogh. It's
really?
J.W. Gaeth.
G-O-E-T. T-H?
Yeah, G-O-E-T-H-E.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it looks kind of like Van Gogh when it's written down, so.
Got it. Thanks for that clarification. So, good stuff. We continue.
That's who's credited. You never know who did it first.
We continue with your phone calls. We talk to Steve, listening in Virginia. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
Thanks,
two guys, one was in prison in Laos, the other in our country. And then this last guy, I mean, two poignant guys and this last guy, so profound. I can't top it, but I just wanted to speak to the tax issue.
Sure.
One of the tax issues that I see, I mean, John Q. Public is really getting squeezed out here. I'm a professional driver. I drive a little car. By the way, my tax for that car and my pickup, I got an 05 work truck pickup, and I got an 08 Toyota car. Over $700 a year, and that's just the car tax in Virginia here.
Jeez.
You go through these towns all over the place around this area, Northern Virginia, the D.C. area, basically, Maryland, whatever, and what you find is there are speed traps everywhere, okay? Not only that, you get into places like Montgomery County, and even in the back side streets, there are speed cameras. Now, this is a form of tax.
Yeah, sure it is.
I mean, it's tyranny, but it's tax. And all of this stuff, you know, I heard some dimwit on the TV the other day talking about, well, as a country, we're only taxed 30%. You know, technically on our income tax, that may be true. But when you look at all the property taxes and all this other stuff, I mean, the fuel tax, it adds up. And, you know.
Sure does.
When I hear these, you know, we have this drug war. It's a great way to snag people.
Yeah, the snag. I don't know what happened to your phone connection. I thank you for the call. But yeah, they wrap people up in this war on drugs. Over 1.5 million arrested every single year, and most of those people are getting fines. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars being shelled out to the courts.
Even if you don't do drugs, there's all kinds of taxes that are levied upon you.
Yep, there's more coming up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Saturday edition of this program. You can dial in toll free, bring in anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Listening options are available for you. We've got broadband and dial-up streams. You can listen around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live that way, plus 94 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week on AM and FM, plus our free-to-air satellite channel, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Get your message out to thousands of people a month. for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. Sometimes I like to go over there, just read the stickers. I find it entertaining. Like I said, there are hundreds of them. And, you know, if you happen to go to gun shows or have your own retail establishment or, you know, want to set up a booth at some place and sell some Liberty stickers, these are great little ways to make some money yourself, and they give a discount to people who buy in bulk. LibertyStickers.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what's on your mind. Talk to Jerry listening in Myrtle Beach. Jerry, you're listening to WRNN. Hello there.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
I was just going to make a quick point as follow-up about the gentleman that was talking about the police doing the searches and seizures.
Yes, sir.
You actually have a little bit more power than just saying no. You can actually say, yes, you can search my vehicle or search my house. But the Supreme Court says that you actually have the power to specify where they can search. You can say, hey, you can search my vehicle, but you can't check in the glove box.
Oh, that'll get them excited, won't it?
Oh, it absolutely
Why would you
will.
Do that? I mean, you're right. You can, from what I understand, you can supposedly do this. But what benefit would it be for you to do that?
I can't see any real benefit except okay. if you're just in a mood. But, you know, I mean, well, I'm just putting the information out there.
I think it's a good thing because if somebody, for whatever reason, agrees to a search and then decides, you know what, I don't want them looking, I don't want them messing all the stuff up that's in my glove box, I mean, because all the papers are in there just so, and there's no way to close that thing if somebody else goes through it. So I think that that gives somebody a secondary out, and I think
that's a good, point.
Good information. It reminds me of the old joke of the Texas rancher who says to the DEA agent that comes to search for the drugs, hey, don't go in that back field. The DEA said, sir, I am an officer of the United States Department of Drug whatever enforcement agency. And he says, okay. And he lets the guy go on. The guy goes and searches the field, and then he finds the big bull, and the bull begins chasing him, and the farmer goes to the fence and he yells, your badge! Quick! Show him your badge!
Yeah, right, absolutely.
You left out the part where he was flashing his badge earlier. Yeah.
Whatever.
Good joke. Good joke.
It is funny.
Other thoughts you want to share, sir?
It's also just one more thing that I was going to hit on. You also have the right to say no at any time. You can give your consent, and then if
revoke
you decide
it.
During the search, you can say no, and they still have to stop as well. And that doesn't constitute probable cause, so people shouldn't have to worry about that either.
That's another good point. Also true in theory, although how well it will work in practice, I think, is another question.
Yeah, just putting the information out there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. They're like vampires. You don't want to let them in your front door. I mean, it's one thing to say that, yes, legally, you should be able to tell the cop, you know, I've changed my mind. You just need to leave now. I don't want you searching my home. It's one thing to tell them that, but they're already in at that point. Good luck convincing them that they have to go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
Just because you said so.
Wouldn't be particularly good.
I mean, again, he's technically right from my understanding. I'm not a lawyer, but from my understanding of the, you know, the rules. But these people are known, many of them, for not following their own rules.
And they, you know, I mean, how suspicious is that? Hey, you can look everywhere but the glove box. I mean, obviously these guys are tuned in to suspicious behavior.
Yeah. Better to just not let them in the first place. A, do not answer the door in the first place, because talking to these people will only get you in more trouble. If you feel like you must answer the door, or maybe they're an undercover, you didn't know they were a cop or something like that, as soon as they identify themselves, as a police officer, there's no reason for you to answer their questions, or, you know, even if they don't identify themselves as a police officer, you have no obligation to answer these people's questions. End the conversation. Have a nice day. I've got things to do. Bye-bye. Close the door. Lock it. There's no reason to engage these people in conversation.
Right.
They're looking to convict you for something.
And if for whatever reason, let's say there's a madman going about the neighborhood. They want to search your house because you might be the madman or you might have the madman in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you don't have the madman, aren't you really just wasting their time by allowing them to search the house? I mean, they come up with all kinds of stories whenever they want to search something.
Yeah.
And there may or may not be a madman on the loose. You never know. But, hey, look, officer, madman's not here. Thanks. Have a nice day. I mean, you're really doing the very best thing for the situation that they have presented to
you. Yeah, everything's fine here. Maybe you should go somewhere else. And then just close the door and end the conversation. You don't have to do like they do in the movies, where they open the door, invite the police officer in, have a little chat, answer whatever questions he asks.
And go to jail.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231.
Any lawyer will tell you that the amount of people that, you know, when you look at the group of people that talk to the police versus the people that don't talk to the police, the group of people that talk to the police are much more likely to go to jail.
And you know what, Mark? As soon as the police stop arresting peaceful people, people who have not actually aggressed against another human being, as soon as they stop enforcing things like the war on drugs and the stupid stop sign laws and all this other nonsense, then I'll have no problem talking to them. If all we had were peace officers, people whose job it was to keep the peace, to actually apprehend violent, dangerous suspects, if that's all they were doing, and you didn't have to be concerned about them finding a bag of marijuana, or you didn't have to be concerned about them, you know, coming up with some other violation that they're going to come after you for, some nonsense, then I would have no problem. Sure, man, how can I help you? I want to help you find violent criminals. I want to assist you in making my community better and safer. I want those things, but I don't want to be thrown in a cage because I happen to prefer a certain chemical.
Well, you know, and that's one aspect of it. But another thing I've noticed that, you know, and I don't know, I haven't been able to rate experiences of law enforcement officers over the decades of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and into the aughts. But it seems to me that my experience is that some police officers, many police officers, want to escalate the situation as opposed to de-escalate
sure
the situation.
Do.
Generally, when you're dealing with bouncers at a bar, sometimes you'll get a bad one, but many times you're dealing with a guy who wants to de-escalate the situation and get somebody out.
Yeah, they don't want liability for them or the owner
right.
or whatever.
A good cop is going to de-escalate the situation and remove the two parties or whatever, you know, remove the one party from the other situation or whatever it is, and they're not going to escalate the situation to the point that they need to use tasers, clubs, and all these other things.
Let's continue with Trent, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Trent. Trent?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got just a quick question.
Sure.
GE made, what, $14 billion last year, $5 billion alone in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They paid $0 in income taxes on that.
Who did?
Now, they
GE.
Made that much. How come I have to pay taxes on my measly $50,000 a year?
You know, you bring up an interesting point. Corporations are file folders. They're fictional entities that were created by the government. And governments, if they have a right to tax, they really would only have the right to tax the things that they created. So they should have the right to tax corporations. But an individual wasn't created by the government, so therefore should the government has no moral authority to actually tax the individual.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Although that said, Mark, if you tax a corporation, they just pass it on and increase the cost of their product.
That much is true.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. How about, instead of taxing this person versus that person, nobody gets taxed. We all get to decide for ourselves. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's just free at freetalklive.com. In fact, the archives go all the way back to late 2006, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. If you're thinking about setting up your very own website, whether you want, you know, just a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, HostGator is the place to go. HostGator, if you go to HostGator.freetalklive.com, that's a portal we've created, you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
So we've been kind of all over the map, started out talking about the idea of Americans' obedience and docility and their willingness to just go along to get along as the rise of the police state continues and more regulations and laws and ordinances continue to be piled atop of people. And when is enough going to be enough? When will you reach the point where you've had enough and you refuse to obey? That's really the ultimate question I think a lot of people need to ask. And I think that we're going to see more people refusing in the future, especially here in New Hampshire, as liberty-loving people get together to back one another up in the instances of the state aggressing against them, and to make it so it's not worth the state's while to aggress. Because really, normally it's quite worthwhile for them. Normally they could just mail out a bunch of tickets to people, and a good percentage of Americans will just pay it.
Yeah, they just pay it, even if it wasn't for anything. You right. have violated code section 32C, yep. subparagraph B, section Roman numeral 7.
Please attach this invoice and return return it with a check.
And make sure that it's a pretty color. Pink. Pink's a good color. And, you know, people will write the check.
Sure they will. And that's basically how it works, except sometimes...
And governments are using this more and more, you know, in order to raise revenue. They're sending out all kinds of stuff.
And the guy mentioned speed cameras earlier, and that's a perfect example of that. I mean, that's literally... They don't even know you were driving your car. And most people don't even think that they could go and challenge this.
Same with parking tickets. Who parked my car? Really? Right. I mean, is it now the law that only I am allowed, the person who registered the vehicle is allowed to park it?
Yeah, so, but again, we've talked about taking plea bargains, which, of course, most Americans do, probably 95-plus percent.
Plea bargains only help two people, government bureaucrats and guilty men, the guilty people. I mean, really, do you want to help those people? I don't want to help those people. I want government bureaucrats to do the job they were paid to do, and I want guilty people to pay the price for the crimes that they commit.
When you say guilty people, you mean people guilty of actually committing a real crime, right?
I really do mean that. However, that you know, I'm just talking about...
Because it doesn't help you if you parked your car and you're guilty of that, right? Because then it doesn't help you. You're being helped out of your money in that case. By taking a plea bargain.
Agreed. I think that there's a real problem with common areas and things like that. But if you believe in the justice system, you shouldn't believe in plea bargaining, right? I mean, even if you are a lockstep, you know, card-carrying American, love everything that our government does. I believe the government is America and that everything that the folks in the government say is right. Even if you're that kind of person, then you should still think that plea bargains are bad because plea bargains only help two people.
Let's continue with your phone calls. You can, of course, bring up anything. We talked to David, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening. How are you this evening?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to mention, I live in Delaware right now, but about 10 years ago when I lived in Maryland, I was on my way to work in a residential area, and I was stopped by the police, the red lights and the blue lights behind me. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? I wasn't speeding or anything else, no traffic infractions. And then there were two or three other police vehicles that pulled up behind me. The upshot simply was this. I was accused of driving on a suspended license. A suspended license.
Suspended driver's license or license plate?
Suspended driver's license.
Okay.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir. Yes, yes. And I was wondering what the heck was going on here because I had lived in Maryland 10 years prior to that. This event occurred probably in 2001 or 2002, and I had lived in Maryland for about 10 years, and I had never received a notice of a suspended license.
And would they have any reason to have a wrong address? I mean, had you lived at the same place?
Yes, yes, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
The upshot of it was simply this. I was given the opportunity by the police officers of either going to the police station or a police officer could drive my vehicle back to my house, which was just about a half a mile away from the incident.
Wow, I'm surprised they do that.
Well, they did that, and then I thought, what the heck is going on here? So I called the Maryland Department of Motor Vehicles and tried to find out what was going on here because I had never received a notice of suspension or anything else.
Sure. Very common, by the way.
Yes. And then what happened was simply this. And finally, I did receive a ticket in the state of Pennsylvania 10 years prior to that, which would have been around 1989 or 1990 or 91, something like that. But that was paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I frantically searched through all my checkbook records.
Oh,
and the last check that I looked at, it was paid. And so I called the MVA. They apologized. They said that my license was erroneously suspended. But finally, they didn't issue an apology, but they did say that I can go down to the local Motor Vehicle Administration, which was in Columbia, Maryland, between Baltimore and Washington, where I lived, and they would issue me a new license, a new driver's license at no charge. I could not retrieve the license, which was taken. I could not retrieve the license, which was taken by the local police department in Howard County because they said that once that is retrieved, it must be destroyed.
It's very, very interesting and unusual.
I did win this.
Well, no, you didn't win because they got all your time and you really got nothing
out
of it.
You never win. You never win when the government comes after you.
They're
you,
just time and money leeches.
Right. You minimize the damage, and that's as much as you can say.
And it feels good to be exonerated. It would have really been nice to get one of the bureaucrats to say, you know, we are sorry.
To write it down? Yeah, that'd be nice, too. Thanks for the call and the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not uncommon that people will, when they get pulled over, be, you know, surprised with the news that, hey, guess what? Your license was suspended. Well, why? Well, we don't know, but it's suspended. Let's try and figure it out.
Yeah. You call that's not really, a citizen, that isn't my problem.
Right.
It's your problem
it's
now.
It's not
in my computer that your license is suspended, so therefore, your license is suspended.
Right. So you get to go and dig around and figure out that it was a ticket from 10 years ago.
Prove that you're innocent.
Pretty much. This ticket from 10 years ago that still, for whatever reason, made its way through, even though you paid it, they forgot to mark it paid, and then 10 years later, the Department of Motor Vehicles finally got notice or finally got around to doing something about it. They suspended the license, never sent out notice of it, and surprise! And exactly, you're right, Mark, it's always damage reduction. That's whenever the government comes to you with whatever it is, some sort of threat or arrest or anything, you never win. Even if you win in court, even if you're found not guilty, because you've spent your precious time you could have been doing things like loving your loved ones or going out to do things in life and working being productive or enjoying your leisure time. This was time that you could have spent on you. Instead, you spent it dealing with the aggressors, calling themselves the state of Maryland or the state of fill in the blank of the United States. So it's all about reducing the amount of damage that they can do. And that's what non-cooperation is about, too, on a larger scale. If people begin refusing to go along with taking plea bargains and things like that, that over time will reduce the amount of damage that is done to people because the government will finally learn that if they keep doing this crap, people are going to keep non-cooperating and keep costing them more money by having to go to trials that they normally wouldn't have to go to because most people just take the plea bargain. But you need to have a movement in order for that to be effective, and that's one of the things that the Free State Project is going to be, I think, pretty useful. For more coming up, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do with your family. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. We've secured some more rooms, but I can't promise anything after April the 17th. Rooms are as low as about $600, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
We continue. Ladies come first. Sonia is on the line in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Sonia.
Hi, love your show.
Thanks.
I am such a big fan of your show. I needed to follow up on that last caller. I'm so glad he called regarding the traffic stop. It seems I didn't hear the caller state what driving infraction he committed for the stop. It seems when we're driving here, I'm looking at the cops on our roads now. All you do is see them typing on their computer, running traffic, tags, and then if they come up with something, they stop them, and then we'll go back and make up the reason why we stop. But it seems, and then they discover this. How would you know he had a suspended license if you didn't run his tag, get that information prior to the stop? It seems like this power that they have is so too much, too large for them. They can just stop you, and then they'll go back and fill in the blanks. And
sure,
it's very concerning. They're doing these stops. How do you know that someone has a driver license suspended or a tag is bad if you are not running their tag or doing checkups on them while you're driving behind them?
That's totally what they do.
Before you stop them.
I think you're right on your speculation. I mean, that's completely what they do.
You really have to ask yourself if we're not allowed to text on our phones or, the distracted driving is a crime.
I think is a real bad idea, texting while driving.
Yeah, admittedly, but I think the typing on your laptop is a bad idea, too.
Sure.
Exactly, and it just concerns me about how they're able to do this, and then no one is able to go in. Usually when you go in and you challenge a traffic ticket, the judge is usually going to do what? Take the cop's side, and it's so bad, right? Because a lot of times they're not saying, why did you stop them? What was the probable cause for this stop? And then go from there. It's supposed to be that the fruit of the bad apple, that if anything they got from doing something wrong, everything else is thrown out, but it doesn't
fruit
work.
Fruit of the
right
poison
now.
Tree, I believe.
Thank
is
you.
What that's called.
And you know, and if you ever want to know who the judge trusts more, just see who has the gun on their hip, because
exactly.
you get shook down on the way to the courtroom. You've got to put all the stuff in your pockets in a little Tupperware thing for the guy to go through. These guys walk through with Glocks on their hips. I mean,
I love your show, guys.
It's clear who is respected more, trusted more.
Hey, Sonia, when you get a chance, drop by the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. We'd love to have you take a picture, a validated photo of yourself, and send it in, because it's been a little while since we've had a new Shriner, actually. So would you do that for us?
I sure will. And love your show. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the fight.
I appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark and Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
First off, I am afraid enough of the federal government where I do pay my taxes. And I don't plan on not paying my taxes until, well, I don't know when I'll stop paying my taxes. But
well, they're their taxes, they aren't yours. I always like to get the terminology right on this, because so many people say they're my taxes. If they're your taxes, you ought to pay them. If they're their taxes, on the other hand, maybe they should just worry about their own.
It seems to me that there are more and more people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project who do not pay. Dave Ridley is one of them. There are others as well, and I'm one of them.
Well,
and
most people don't pay taxes. I mean, a large percentage of the population. I don't know if it's most. A large percentage of the population doesn't actually pay taxes, even if they fill out the form.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Mark. You're still going through, jumping through
income
their hoops.
Tax, I should say.
You're being obedient.
Because
you're
they still
filling
pay
out
FICA and all these other
yeah, I'm talking
taxes.
About jumping through their hoops and being obedient and doing what they want you to do. Stop
yeah,
it.
I'll pay their extortion fees.
There you go.
Because I worry about going to jail. However, I'm starting up a new business real soon. In fact, I did some work on it yesterday, and I plan on keeping it as much under the table as I possibly can.
Great.
And the man who's backing me up financially is also keeping a lot of it under the table.
It's the way to do it, as much as you possibly can. So what else did you want to share tonight?
A while back, I told you of a friend of my son, a young man about 18 years old who had joined the Army and decided before he actually got into boot camp that he didn't want to join, and I was worried that he would be forced to go into the military once, you know, they had their claws in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to give an update and let you guys know that actually everything turned out okay.
Really? How's that?
He told his recruiter that he had changed his mind. He said his recruiter was upset, but there really was nothing they could do about it, and he was able to back out.
Yeah, you know, they have a quota, and it's a pretty serious one. I think they've got to get three or four guys a month.
So wait, he'd already signed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I guess there was a clause in there that let him back out before he actually made it into boot camp.
As I understand it, you're not in until you're actually, like, on the tarmac there and you step over this imaginary line or something. You have to step forward or something like that. And at that point, you're actually in the military. I think that all the paperwork ahead of that time is just what they call in the sales vernacular as tie-downs.
Thanks, Matt, for the call and the update. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231. Glad to hear that worked out. Although, Mark, we've certainly heard stories from folks that have actually gone all the way in and, you know, gone into boot camp and then have figured out ways to get out simply by, you know, like having marijuana or being gay or something like that. Like having
marijuana is coming up dirty on a urinalysis, is what we were talking about previously, as I recall. But
you may get a dishonorable.
You could just say, no, I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And you know, they can't really do anything about it. They're not going to take you out back and shoot you.
No, you're not going to today.
You know, there you may spend, you know, a couple of weeks, perhaps. cops on some kind of disciplinary squad scrubbing pots or something like that.
Better than dying in the dirt.
Yeah, you're going to go home.
1-800-259-9231. As long as you're willing to risk getting a dishonorable discharge, there are ways out of the military.
It's not even going to be a dishonorable discharge. People that don't have crimes don't get dishonorable discharges. It's going to be a less than honorable or general discharge and things like that. And we've had people that have called this show that say, yeah, I had that. It's never changed my life. People think of it like it's going to be some kind of felony on their record, and it's not the same. It's not even close.
Let's continue with Rick listening in Florida. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going, Mark and Ian?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
You know, again, not what I called about, but last week at a local Sarasota station down here, they ran this expose on how the sheriff, I believe that's Manatee County, you guys probably know better than me.
Charlie Wells?
They set up license plate scanning cameras on every bridge, on the bridge going and coming off the island for two full days, ended up with like 35 arrests just by scanning and running the tags.
On Anna Maria?
On Anna Maria Island, on and off the island for the entire weekend about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
When I was living in Bradenton, Anna Maria Island was the hotbed of drug activity.
Really?
For the sort of middle-class white kids. I don't know much about much, but I can tell you that that's where the kids lived that had the stuff.
But just it was just ridiculous. That has to be some kind of, I don't know how you guys feel about the Constitution per se, but it's got to be a Fourth Amendment violation. It just has to be. If someone would take it to court, challenge it.
Won't. For scanning license plates?
And then getting arrested for it?
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, I can't say, but it seems to me if the government forces you to put numbers on the back of your car, that they can read those numbers with any kind of electronic device they want. I mean, it's intrusive, and I think people should know about it. But it doesn't seem like it would be illegal to me. I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying I don't think it's illegal.
Were they picking up people who had warrants or something?
If you had expired tag, expired licenses, any warrant, warrant, stuff like that.
Manatee County needs money. Those property values have gone into the crapper there, and I'm afraid that they're not getting anywhere near the revenue they were getting in 2005, 2006, and they got used to those big fat paychecks, and they want more.
Thanks for bringing us a story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI.
What better place than than Anna Maria Island, where all the people with the rich houses live, too?
No doubt about it. The people just pay the fines and move along, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to just pay up. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's next. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.